Hey there, I'm Amanda Boleyn, and I am obsessed with all things time management, decluttering, organizing, and systems. I help moms simplify their business and household by creating rhythm and routines so that they can have more time and mental freedom. If you're a mom who is navigating both running your business and household, I can help. Let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, I am talking to you all about the 15-minute declutter challenge. This is not an official challenge, but it's a challenge from me to you to allow yourself to declutter a certain area of your home, of your life, whether it's physical or digital, and only taking 15 minutes to do so. This podcast episode has been inspired by a conversation that I had with one of my clients, and we were talking about how sometimes it's so easy for the brain to make it seem as though you need copious amounts of time in order to get something done, when in reality, you can get a lot done in a small amount of time. In addition to that, my family and I just got back from the Midwest and we are settling into Charleston. And one of the things that I shared on the previous episode was that we are going back through our home and decluttering and purging things with a fine-tooth comb. And so far, my husband and I have done it with our clothes, including like socks and shoes and sweatshirts, like everything, you name it. One of the things that we did that I don't know why we didn't think of this sooner is in our primary closet attached to our bedroom. It's a pretty small closet for being a primary bedroom. So many people will come and they're like, oh yeah, that's small. And what we would do is we would still split it. And then in my daughter's room, she has two pretty decent sized closets. And so one of the closets has kind of become our clothes swap. So when we are in warmer weather clothes, we keep the cooler temp clothes in that closet along with so many other things, and especially all of her baby stuff and whatnot, because we are still planning and would like to have a second child. So we're holding on to all of that. Anyway, it's in the second closet. And what we were talking about is my husband said, why don't I just move my stuff down to the guest room closet? And I don't know, for whatever reason, I was initially not loving that idea because I wanted to keep the guest room like the sacred guest room where there was a closet that was completely free of clutter and clothes, even though my husband's board games are at the tippy top of the closet, but they didn't get in the way. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of having that perfect, pristine guest room because you just never know. And we both kind of laughed because he's like, we're not planning on having that many guests in the next 6 months anyway. So why does it matter? And I'm like, you know what? You're right. So he offered to take all of his stuff and put it in the guest room closet. And then I was able to take over our primary closet. And with that, we are able to have my clothes, have his clothes all in one single place so that we weren't having to switch out because of the weather. Now, it seems like a very small thing that like, okay, Amanda, this is not a big deal. When in actual reality, it has helped with an organization setup that I just love because now I can see all of my clothes. And so through that process, both of us really purged our clothes and have donated and are selling clothes and boxes and all of that. So coming back though to this 15-minute declutter challenge that I'm offering to you is also during your day, you can easily find a drawer or two drawers, whether it's in your bedroom, whether it's in your kitchen, to declutter and go through. It doesn't mean that in order to declutter our house that we have to spend all day, because that may take us all day, which I know the challenge of that is that sometimes if you start to declutter something that is a really, really big task, you will get into that task and you will pull everything out and then feel so overwhelmed and defeated because everything is such a mess. So that's what I love about the constraint of the 15-minute declutter challenge. And so this is like recognizing how many times have you said to yourself, I'll declutter when I have a full day to do it, or only to realize that like that day never actually comes. And so between you running your business and keeping your household afloat and in line and feeding humans and remembering to return the library book, you're doing a lot. So waiting for that perfect day to simplify your space or even clean up the files on your digital files on your computer is a recipe for not starting at all. So here's the truth. You don't need a weekend to declutter. You really need the 15 minutes. And the reason why 15 minutes, it may sound too small to matter, but it's actually a good sweet spot because it's short enough to start without having this massive amount of resistance, and it's long enough to create meaningful progress. So it taps into your brain's natural focus span, which thrives on short bursts of intentional energy. And what also is that it helps you bypass perfectionism. It reduces that resistance to tell yourself, I don't have enough time to do it right. This just allows you to do something. Even if you go through that drawer, everybody has a junk drawer, go through that drawer, clean it out, get rid of any papers you don't need, pitch it. If you've been holding on to certain tools that come with put together furniture, just let's get rid of it, right? So it's not about doing everything. It's just about doing something consciously, which is where the real momentum lives. And it's about making that progress so you create that momentum. And so here are just a few ideas of things that you can declutter in just 15 minutes. So talking about physical spaces, when you're cooking dinner, you can do it. You can do a single kitchen drawer. You can do a shelf on the fridge. You can do your nightstand. I just did this before I sat down to record this episode, and it didn't even take me 15 minutes. It took me 5 minutes. The bathroom cabinet, maybe it's your purse or a diaper bag, a snack bin or a lunch prep station, shoes and coats that are by the door. What can you go through? Is there one thing that you can donate or sell or give away? Whatever that looks like. Digital spaces, your computer desktop. This is something that always shocks me. My desktop rarely has, whether it's my iMac or my computer, rarely has any documents on the desktop. The only time that I keep documents on the desktop is when I'm doing repeat trainings week after week for a client. And rather than having to go in and log into the Google account and find it, I will just save the PDF workbook in a trainings folder, and then that's it. I have seen people and their desktops have so many files. And so one of the things that you can do is live on the constraint that everything lives in the cloud, nothing physically on your desktop. And when you have it live in the cloud, you have to organize it. And this is absolute key to making sure that it is organized. Anyway, rabbit hole in that. But you can declutter your computer desktop in 15 minutes. Now, again, going back, sometimes when it comes to time management or things like having a time constraint, so giving yourself 15 minutes, even if you may not fully get through the whole decluttering process in 15 minutes, you have still made progress, which is the goal. And so that is important to recognize. You can look at your downloads folder. You can do the one folder in Google Drive. Maybe it's your inbox, just today's emails, photos on your phone, delete 50 of them. You can open and clean one Canva project. Maybe it's business system. So it looks like unsubscribing from 5 unnecessarily email lists. I have been doing this so frequently lately because I feel like my personal inbox is just getting blown up by random things. And I'm like, I don't even remember subscribing to those. Which, by the way, you can use unroll.me. It's a free software tool that when you connect your email to the tool, it will then list out all the emails that you're subscribed to, and you can do mass unsubscribing versus doing one at a time. Archive or delete 10 old documents that you don't need anymore. Review your calendar and cancel what's not aligned. Clean up your project board or any tasks list or anything. Sometimes I use my notes app on my phone, not for to-do lists, but just to capture ideas for social media, to capture my grocery list, random things. Sometimes I'll just put them there. And then if I'm like taking notes for a client call, I'll usually type them in the notes, but then I put them somewhere else and maybe I forget to delete them in that moment. I'll go back and delete them. Mental and emotional space. Spend 15 minutes brain dumping everything on your mind. List out what's not yours to carry right now, and then revisit and rewrite your top 3 priorities for the week. So that's just a short list of the things that you can do within 15 minutes. Now, here's where you can fit it in without needing to overhaul your day or think that you need so much time to do this. So while your coffee brews in the morning, open up that drawer. Take a look at it. Maybe there's a rag that you can throw out that you're like, this just no longer fits. That was one of the things when we got back to Charleston. I was like, okay, I've had these dish towels for way too long. I'm ordering new ones. I opened up my app, went on Amazon, got new ones, and then I chucked the rest. Like, I got them out and moved that space and cleared that energy. This is a little bit of a detour for this moment. On our third floor in our primary bedroom, there is a balcony off of it. We do not utilize it very often, mainly because we don't have the furniture to utilize it. Now, actually, we have physical furniture, but it's not the most comfy furniture. It's not really suited for the space. It is low quality. My husband bought it when we first moved in, and he just said a few weeks ago that he wants to buy new furniture. And I'm like, great, like we'll budget for it and put it on in the next 1 to 2 months. And I'm like, but in the meantime, we need to take that furniture and throw it away. And this is an example I was saying to him, and I firmly believe this, where I'm like, if we want new furniture, sometimes things are really hard to come into our physical space because there's something that's taking up that physical energy, or even that the non-physical energy, but in this case, a outdoor furniture set. I'm like, okay, we're not going to use it. We need to take it and put it by the trash and create space for the new furniture to come in. I did this years ago when we were living in our first multi-unit, when we were house hacking in Chicago, and we were coming up on a year, and I was like, okay, I think we're ready for the next like house hacking opportunity, an adventure. Didn't know where it was going to come from, but I just made this decision to say, I'm gonna start fixing all the things that I said I was going to fix when we started the process. So instead of waiting to start the process to fix the things or maybe paint something here or there, whatever it looks like, I started fixing those things. And then guess what? We started that process of searching for that next house hacking opportunity. And so rather than waiting for the thing to happen, we sometimes have to move space and move that energy through in order for it to come in. Again, whether it's physically or spiritually or energetically, it's about the movement of that energy. So again, I started with emptying out the towel dish rag in our kitchen, and now I went into this tangent about creating physical and energetic space for the next things to come in. But I so like totally believe this, and I give you so many more examples on why we need to clear that space. Feel like we could do a whole podcast episode on that. You could do it right before you start to work. You could do it after lunch to reset if you work from home, maybe while dinner's cooking, during a podcast or audiobook. So find a time each day, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, where you're going to take 15 minutes and you're going to declutter a certain space in your house. Or maybe after bedtime and your littles are in the bed and you're getting ready to do your makeup, FaceTime, bedtime, evening routine, that's when maybe you say, okay, every night I'm going to just spend 15 minutes. I might declutter that cabinet in my bathroom, or that nightstand, or that computer desk, whatever that looks like. Maybe, and again, wind down before bed. So building it into your day, like micro habit, because once you clean it and you create the system, which part of my system that I shared last week is always having a donation box in the house, is because then you're claiming space for that thing. And this works because decluttering isn't just it's not about pretty drawers or color-coded folders or this aesthetic look that is on social media. I actually find comfort in having things be quote-unquote imperfect and not matchy-matchy. Like, there's something about having clothes or things that have stood the test of time and don't aesthetically match, that it's like just this ownership of it. I don't know what it is. Maybe there's something there. But when your environment and digital tools are less cluttered, your space doesn't have to work as hard because it's not being bombarded with input, and you can make decisions faster. You'll feel calmer. You'll create from a place of clarity and not chaos. And I want to be clear, there's a difference. When my daughter has toys out and they're all over the living room, that does not bother me. That does not impact my energetic state. It's the random broken pieces that I'm like, okay, these don't need to be here. Let's move them through, right? So again, when you consistently take 15 minutes to simplify, you start building trust with yourself as well. So anytime you say you're going to do something and you schedule it and you follow through, you build trust with yourself. So my challenge to you for the 15-minute declutter challenge is pick a time today, morning, lunchtime, after the kids go to bed, whenever you're listening to this, just pick one area to focus on. One that is an easy area for you to get started. Don't start where you feel like you should and it feels as though it's this large mountain that you have to climb. Pick a really easy area to start with, because then you'll help gain momentum. Set your timer for 15 minutes, put on an audiobook, and start to declutter, delete, reset, and clear, and celebrate your win regardless of how small it is. And I think you'll be shocked by how much clarity you can create in such a short amount of time. And so my final thought for you is that you don't need a clear calendar, to create a clear mind. You just need a few minutes and the decision to start. So that is what I have for you today, my friend. I would love if you took a picture and you shared it on Instagram and you tagged me at Simplify with Amanda B. Until next week, I will talk to you soon, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I encourage you to head on over to simplifywithamandab.com and dive into the other resources and podcast episodes that I have waiting for you. And if you really love this episode, I would be so grateful for you to leave a review right in iTunes, letting me know what you enjoyed the most about today's episode.